This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The most livable city. The most lovable radio. Joy 94.9.
Paul Anthony with you. My next guest is playing here in town. He's a Melbourne DJ, initially inspired by some of Melbourne's infamous underground hard trance clubs and warehouse parties from the tender age of 17. Yes, he's been collecting and also mixing music frantically over the last 8 and 9 years. He's since made the progression to house music and made his return to Melbourne stage in 2006. After proving to be a reliable and passionate entertainer, he's since been booked to perform at a host of Melbourne's premier clubs and events. Winter Days, The Market, Chasers, Rawhide, Crash Palace, Fag Tag, Locker Room at Evolution, Love Machine, Candy Bar, Mecca, and the Midsummer Festival. My goodness, where hasn't he played? He joins me on the line. Jimmy Harrison, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you very much, Paul. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Now, look, you're not that old, but you've been playing at all these clubs. Where do you find the time?
Well, I'm lucky enough to sort of have DJing as my sort of main focus at the moment. So it's my passion and it's what I sort of put my effort into. So I make it sort of a priority to focus on my DJing and everything else. It's just there to support that. So
you got to go out and buy your own music too, don't you?
I do. I spend a lot of time sort of searching for new music and buying music. But with this whole sort of digital age thing, things have become a lot more accessible lately, which is good. So instead of sort of spending $20 for a single song on vinyl, we get to sort of buy a lot more music now and download it over the internet, which is fantastic. This is all legitimate sort of purchases. We actually purchase music for sort of $4 or $5 and buy like a high quality track and download that.
You've moved on from using vinyl?
I have. When I was about 17, I learnt on vinyl and was very passionate about vinyl for a long time. Spent sort of thousands and thousands of dollars collecting music on vinyl and was always very passionate about it, but never sort of expected to sort of make the transition to CDs, but it's just been a natural progression. I mean, the technology is just amazing now. CDs are just so much more accessible and more reliable, and yeah, it just means we play so much more music and we're not sort of held back.
Sounds like you were fighting the change.
I was for a little while. A lot of people can't believe that I've made the transition because I was such an avid vinyl user, but it's happened and I've sort of never looked back.
How were you getting into warehouse parties at 17? Was that allowed back then?
Warehouse parties themselves were illegal.
Not only have you been here in Melbourne, you've been at the iconic Stonewall on Oxford Street and as well as Hoolers. I can't even pronounce the beach.
Waikiki
Beach in Hawaii, USA. Now, that's a bit of a feat.
Yeah, there was a funny little gig, actually. I was over there with a group of friends, big gay crews, and it was just an amazing experience and getting over there to meet a whole heap of DJs, doing some networking and things. And they've got like a nice little gay scene in Hawaii, and it's quite quaint. The guys that own this little bar that sort of overlooks the beach, they found out that I was a DJ from Melbourne and asked if I'd like to do a guest spot. That was fantastic. It was a lot of fun.
Sounds like an experience of a lifetime. Now, this Australia Day weekend, you're playing around town, but you're going to be down at Proud. They've got a huge lineup there. Dan Murthy, Jason Barry, Matt Steer, you got Brad Ayres, Scott Anderson, and yourself. You're a bit stoked playing up against them?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a great feeling to sort of be booked and recognised and playing up alongside some of the big names in Australia. So,
Jimmy, where are you headed in the way of DJing? Because you're quite young.
Mm-hmm.
You've got so much ahead of you. Your looks are definitely on your side. Where are you heading?
Well, Paul, I mean, this is something that, I mean, this is a big part of my life, and it's sort of, I've kind of got to that point where I just feel like sort of on the right path and doing the right thing, and I'm where I need to be. To be honest, I feel like it's something that I'm going to be doing for a very long time and will be taking it as far as I can. And I just, yeah, I feel like I'm branching out into state and things at the moment. And yeah, I think I'll be doing it for a long time. I'm planning on sort of traveling around the world and getting as much experience as I can and playing in as many venues as I can. So yeah, I want to take it as far as I can. So,
well, the names I mentioned earlier about those venues, they don't just have anyone in their club. So all the best for that. What makes you proud, Jimmy?
Oh, Paul, I'm proud to be a part of this community at the moment and proud to be where I am. So just looking forward to having a great Australia Day weekend and spending it with a lot of lovely people.
Jimmy Harrison, thanks for joining us here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks so much, Paul. Have a great day.
Jimmy Harrison there, performing at Proud. He's basically everywhere. I think you're just going to walk into a club and he's just going to be there. All right. You'll be overseas and he'll be there.
Joy 94.9, the only radio station in the country that's out and proud.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.